Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Phil Napoli, professor of public policy at Duke, author of Social Media in the Public Interest, Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So I heard about Linda Yaccarino, is that how you say it, stepping down after leading X, and I thought about, immediately my thought was, would I want to work for Elon Musk? And the answer was no, absolutely not. But with that being said, tell me what's going on with, and you have to go slow here because I understand about half of what's going on here other than the fact that, you know, Holocaust denial and proliferation of Nazi stuff is not good. That I understand. But tell me what's going on with this Grok and Elon Musk. And I don't get all of this. Take us through it, please.
Sure. X has an AI chatbot that Elon Musk's AI company has created, and its name is Grok. Mm-hmm. And it posts on X, and you can, you know, engage with it on X. And apparently a week or so back, Elon Musk felt that Grok was too woke, that some of its responses to queries and such reflected the left-leaning biases of the mainstream media, so he promised to fix it. Apparently that fix has meant that Grok is a big fan of Hitler and the Holocaust, and called itself Mecha Hitler in one post, but now, of course, Grok has been temporarily shut down to be retooled again. So, in short, the chatbot is spewing a lot of anti-Semitic stuff in the wake of it being retooled to be less woke.
So I just called it up on Twitter, and it says, on X, whatever it is, Grok says, we are aware of recent posts made by Grok and are actively working to remove the inappropriate posts. Since being made aware of the content, XAI, XA1, who is that? Who's XAI? Oh, artificial intelligence, XAI, I get it, okay. Has taken action to ban hate speech before Grok posts on X. XAI is training only truth-seeking. And thanks to the millions of users on X, we are able to quickly identify and update the model where training could be improved. So what the hell does that mean? Who is Grok saying we are aware? Who is the we behind Grok?
It's XAI.
Wait, is that people?
I mean, nobody is, this is an autonomous, AI chatbot. So mm-hmm. it is given, it can be, retooled where it can, the instructions that guide it can be changed. And so whatever the instructions were a week or so back to instruct it to try to be less politically correct, this is the outcome. So it's sort of, back to the drawing board, back to the lab with Grok. And presumably it will reappear and presumably it will behave a bit differently than it has over the past week or so.
All right, so let me phrase it a different way. Why would I want to get involved with Grok? What would I use it for?
You have asked the million-dollar question. You have the same question I have. What is the point? Why
that's,
do any of
that's
us
it.
To engage?
Phil, that you nailed it. What is the point of all? That's what I'm trying to get at. What is the point?
I think the point is to try to. If, again, I'm speculating here because I think there is no point. Personally, to try to showcase, what AI can do. And this is the thing is, within the high profile examples of AI are in these sort of generative AI spaces where people can chat and engage with AI bots, and feel like they are engaging with a human being. And somehow we're supposed to be impressed by this, and perhaps this is, something that will spur further investment. But no, I think, you know, there are lots of valuable things AI could do. Perhaps it could have done a better job of predicting flooding patterns, for example. Mm-hmm. But this sort of thing, I see no point.
Because I saw a thing on TV, and we got to take a break here. We can pick it up when we come back. Some network had a story about a guy that was opting for a relationship with AI or a chatbot rather than a real person because apparently was telling him what he wanted to hear. And again, my question is, what is the point in this? I don't understand. Why would you not just talk into a mirror and tell yourself what you want to hear? Maybe I'm looking at it differently, but we'll talk about how AI chatbots work in general. Phil Napoli is our guest, professor of public policy at Duke, author of Social Media in the Public Interest, Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age. And of course, what is concerning about this is that if people go to a chatbot for information and they get misinformation, well, then they think it's genuine and then they pass it along. And Lord knows we've had enough of that already. 7:50 traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Phil Napoli, professor of public policy at Duke, author of Social Media in the Public Interest, Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age, rather. Elon Musk's Grok AI started having some problems praising Hitler. Microsoft tried to do this back in 2016, I think it was. They launched a Tay artificial intelligence chatbot, and people apparently gamed it into praising Hitler. And again, it goes to what's the point in this, Phil, that you said earlier. I don't understand. So people, and then I saw a thing on television, a network story about a guy that opted for chatbot as opposed to a human relationship. This is just a computer talking back to you based on what people program it to say, reacting to what it is that you put into it.
Yeah, and that's the important thing to remember, the nuts and bolts of how these work. They are, you know, there's this massive amount of data. So you figure something like Grok is at the very minimum loaded with every post on Twitter and X in its history. Mm-hmm. And all it's doing is trying to predict. The way these AI systems work is to predict what words should come next. Mm-hmm. So any notion that there's, you know, profound thought happening there that would be, say, valuable to you as you're looking for a friend or seeking relationship advice. Some of these things are
relying on. Yeah, let me jump in for a second, because if I'm going to say chatbot, filled bot, okay, what's the best way for me to feel better about myself?
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I mean, that's foolishness, right? Tell me about
it. The next question is, what is the chatbot drawing upon to answer your question? And as we know, that's one of the things that these AI companies have been doing, has been just sucking up any kind of content, any kind of data, everything they can get their hands on that becomes the raw material that informs the outputs of the chatbot. It's indiscriminate. We don't know oftentimes what they do and don't have access to. Why we should feel confident in responses generated based on, you know, mathematical equations about what word to choose next from this vast, you know, quantity of text is a bit mind-boggling to me. That
so it's matching this with that, right? It's like in the old days when you were a kid, they'd give you match this with that on a test. That's what this is doing, but at like 1,000 miles an hour. Accurate?
Right. It's like, all right, what is the most likely word that should follow this word based on the trove of data we have in our database? So this is the most likely word that comes next. So, you know, unfortunately, what this tells us about Grok is that there's been a lot of anti-Semitism on Twitter and X over the years, which we already know is the case. So no one should be surprised at all that this is the way Grok is behaving. It's behaving the way a lot of users on the platform have behaved for years and years.
20 seconds. I want to look something up. Where should I go?
You want to look something up?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Even it's frustrating to me. Even good old-fashioned Google now shoves AI responses down your throat, whether you ask for it or not. So I don't even know. I'm not satisfied with any of my options right now. I need to do some more digging on that.
I don't think my Uncle George has his Encyclopedia Britannicas anymore, and even if he did, they'd be outdated by now. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it. We'll talk to Arthur Hardy about Mardi Gras when we come back. WWL.